Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a guy that we love. He does everything right. He's a pro. He's all pro, defensive, whatever he is. He's the one and only Mike Gary, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm happy to be here, folks. After my distinguished career, both on the gridiron and on the silver screen, of all the loves I've had over the years.
An icon here at CRN. You are Mike Gary. You are the man here, the operations genius behind CRN, and host of a new show that's coming up soon that we haven't been able to promote yet.
To be determined what sort of content is going to be available on that show, but it will be worldwide, and I'm expecting to go large, go home, and maybe have some fun on the old radio.
A lot of you are probably wondering where the star of our show is normally, Fred Dreyer. We fired Fred last week. We didn't do that. He's got a week off here. He's doing some family business, a little family reunion type thing that I hope he'll talk to us about next week. His lovely daughter, Kate, put this incredible event together. And so Fred has got the mask on. He's actually proceeding with the CDC guidelines, and he's flying to parts unknown. This is going to be a fun thing. So we're looking forward to it. We wish Fred the very best and have a good time. So in the meantime, Mike, you and our crack producer here, Courtney Cadera, have pulled some of the great moments that a lot of people have not heard in a while here on the Sports Lounge. Fred's going to get into his own personal feelings and things that have happened to him in his career, correct?
Yeah, this is a show all about Fred's particular picadillos, one might say, but also some great stories, not only from his playing time, but also his time in Hollywood. It's a fantastic show. I just listened to it while I was cutting it up. Courtney did a fabulous job putting these segments together. It's fantastic.
He's going to be talking about the players. Now, I know we got COVID and all this stuff going, but it looks like, first off, Mike, I don't know about you, but I love checking out spring training and watching fans in the stands. That is great.
It's absolutely fantastic. And breaking news in here to the CRN investigative team, that Governor Newsom, the some call him Gruesome Newsom or the empty suit, he has said publicly today that he expects that when when baseball season starts, that fans will be available for attendance in their California
stadiums.
One of
the most sensible things he's said in 5 years. So, all right. So, listen, we're going to talk to Fred. Fred's going to talk about players getting maybe too much money, what's going on. He's going to talk about some of the stories with his days with the Giants and the Rams. And also, he's going to give you some healthy eating tips, and he is the healthy eater. So, buckle up, relax. Fred Dreyer is in the house. He's coming back to you with yours truly, Michael Horn, in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along today with Mike Gary. We're flashing back into some best-of moments of the wonderful Fred Dreyer, who has taken a good day to get some things done here. But we got a lot of things to talk about. First off, I want to remind you, this show comes to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Check us out at crntalk.com, Sports Byline, and also Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick channel. You don't want to miss out on that. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him. We do these emails all the time on the show. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We're here every week at this time on these radio stations, on cable systems. You can get us on smart speakers, Amazon Echo, Google Home. You can dial #250 on your smartphone. When the call is answered, say CRN, and the app will be automatically downloaded to your phone. All right, let's flash back a little bit now. We're going to go back here, to June of 2013, one of the great all-time great Fred Dreyer programs, talking about today's players, talking about the difference in money from today to the days of yesteryear when Fred Dreyer played. So our question to Fred, quite simply, is, back in your day, what's the difference like today when players get paid too much money? What happens when a player gets paid too much money?
So what happens when people are given money? What happens is the spotlight comes to them. Now, remember, the psyche of sports is, to my view, what I've observed and have experienced and what I've seen, what I've discussed with people, great athletes I've had this conversation with. You can't believe the amount of people I've talked to about this stuff. And that is this. What happens when you reward a great athlete for great deeds on the field and suddenly they just kind of fall by the wayside? Why can't Ethier, why can't all these guys who have been rewarded all these contracts,
right,
why can't they perform? Why can't they?
What happens
just
to them?
Why can't they just be inspired and leap to the front and be greater than they could
right.
possibly be? And I think it's this. The psyche of sports is there's a comfort zone in team sports. Individual sports, tennis, golf are different. But team sports, it's interesting. There's an interesting psyche that goes along with it, and that is I'm comfortable hiding within the group. I'm comfortable doing whatever it is I do in the group. I don't want to be the leader. I don't want the press coming to me in the locker room. I don't want to be the focal point. I don't want the spotlight to shine on me. I don't want the responsibility of handling all of that and then being uncovered and being disturbed in my own bathwater, my own comfort zone of emotions and inner thinkings and ego and narcissism and all these other things that go into it. And I say narcissism because it's extremely important to the individual psyche to perform from narcissism. And so once you reward people for their great deeds, let's take baseball.
Right.
You give Ether $15 million a year. You give all these other guys a lot of money, and they don't perform. And that's because the weight of the responsibility has forced them out of the pack to the front as leaders. If they're paying you that amount of money, whether you like it or not, your role with the team changes. And many players don't understand that until they start cashing the checks and people start talking about them. Hey, Andre, you struck out the three times here with
guys on
second and third, and you know, with one out, nobody out, and you know, you're the last out with the bases loaded. Those types of things like
that was Albert Pujols.
Well, that's everybody,
right?
You're
right. It's like there's an unknown like pressure that comes on them because now they're being paid, and so everybody says, "Hey, you're getting paid $9,000 every time you take a swing. You better get a hit."
Yeah, that's correct. And the key is you're unwittingly you're surprised, you're shocked that suddenly you've got the whole world in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, you've got everybody in your comfort zone.
Everybody's looking at you.
Everybody now is in an area where you don't want them to be because you've been rewarded with this money for this deed. That's what's happening to the Angel pitchers. That's what's happening to Pujols. That's what happened to all these. Now, you say, well, Pujols was, successful in St. Louis. But that was that little cocoon that he was in. He was comfortable in that. He was great playing, doing that. And he is a leader. So he comes to a new team, and it's this shock of adjustment in order to see himself for his own ego and his own psyche, to see himself in a different situation that he's not accustomed to, that he's now going to have to fit in and create that space for himself while the world is sitting there at his locker.
Yeah, I think they should have shrinks, seriously, on teams. For example, the one exception to this, on the most part, is the New York Yankees. When you're playing with the Yankees, there's just a whole mental thing there. That's you're at the Big Apple, it's the Yankees, it's the Pinstripes. There's just that brand name that goes. It seems like those players will come, or maybe it's their management that picks the right kind of players there. But a guy like Pujols, you mentioned, was big kingpin with St. Louis, Midwest. He comes to L.A. He's on a team. He's Hispanic. He's got a Hispanic owner. He's a lot of Hispanics in L.A. Now he's got to perform, and all of a sudden, he's just falling apart. They need a shrink to talk to these guys
disagree.
To bring them back.
I really don't disagree with you. And what's interesting, when I was playing with the Rams, I don't. Please bear with me. This is not about me, but it's just an experience that I share that I had the good fortune to kind of have experienced and been a part of. In playing football, we had a guy that was a kicker. He kicked 60-yard field goals in practice. I mean, he kicked 60-yard field goals in practices
all the time.
All the
consistently.
Time. Now here comes the game. We were in New England. We were in New England one day, and you know it's in the fourth quarter, about 4 minutes left in the game, and we need 3 points.
Yeah.
We're on the 16-yard line.
Yeah.
I walk over to him and I said, "Hey, don't screw this up."
You said that to him?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Say that. Why?
I did. It was a joke. It was a joke, and he shanked it.
You caused Frank. What was his name?
No, I'm not saying his name.
I know
I'm
his name was. His,
no, you know, I don't think you do.
I think I do.
No, you can't.
I can't remember his last name.
But I'll
cost
tell
us
you,
a Super Bowl.
No, but I mean, no, not that guy. Well, Frank, I was standing next to Frank when he jerked that thing.
Oh, that one. This is a different guy.
And there was three guys who I knew had a gun on them, who were gamblers.
So this is a different
that
guy.
That were yelling at Frank Corral at the Super Bowl, and they were saying, "You're dead. You're dead. After this game, you're dead, Tubby. We're gonna get you." And I looked at Frank, and Frank was just kind of, "Oh, gee." I went down. I said, "Oh man, I don't want to be anywhere near you."
Don't be near the bus.
I went down the other end of the field.
So this was not Frank Corral. It's a different kicker.
No, it's a different guy.
And you caused this guy a head case.
I didn't cause him to do anything. I just walked up to him and was getting ready to kick it. You know, and Chuck Knox says, "Let's go, tie it up. Let's go, let's go." And he looked at the guy and he went, oh, "Okay." And our special team coach, you know Elijah Pitts, what a great guy he was. You know, he comes over, "All right, let's go. Kicking team, let's go. Maximum protection, let's go. Max left." And they're going to block right, so we're going to max protection left. We went out there, 16-yard field goal, and just as he got ready to go on the field, I said, "Hey, don't screw this up."
Thank you, Fred.
He jerked that.
Thank you very much. Fred comes out
16 yards. That's 26 yards, by the way.
Did the guy ever play again?
Yeah, but poorly. But what happened was, the beauty was, it was a 26-yard field goal. Yeah.
Well, you promised you'll never talk to anybody on our staff
16-yard line.
Especially me.
The ball was placed on the 16-yard line, and he jerked it. And so it was all over with, and I went, "Holy smoke." I just felt crazy. And there was two guys standing next to me, and just looked at me. He said, "What'd you say that for?
What'd you tell him that for?"
I said, "I don't know. It just came out of my, you know, it just came out." I was rooting for him, you know. I got on the airplane with him, and, you know, it's a good thing those windows don't open.
He was the guy Shatner saw on the wing in the Twilight Zone,
that's
right?
Exactly who it was.
He wanted to get out.
He was crawling out onto the wing to kill himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tough.
We're at 71,089 feet, not inches, above the surface of the earth, folks. We're keeping an eye on it for you down there. It's wild out here.
It is. And when we come back, I have a quote from Don Mattingly.
Let me get my pen so I can write it down.
I think it's going to be helpful after this.
I got some more smart things you want to hear about. I got some things here, smart facts you might want to know about. And there's some things here going on with your right foot you may not want to know about.
Maybe the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Los Angeles Angels will hire you to give in words of encouragement.
Let me tell you something. They would go a long way to helping that franchise if they hired you-know-who, the baby over here, to come out to Dodger Stadium and go into that locker room and clean house.
One and only Fred Dreyer. It's the PM show on CRN.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877 877-
877-360-0402, 877-360-0402, 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Once again, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael Horn. By the way, I have plumb forgot, you know, the altimeter shows.
We're flying high, and how high are we?
We're at 68,000 today.
68,000 even?
089.
Oh, 68,089.
That's right. That's feet, not inches, above the surface of the earth. And I'm going to have Tom. Tom, are you awake?
Tom, Tomas.
Yeah,
if you say Tommy, Tommy Lasorda perks up in our studio audience.
No, not that Tommy.
Yeah.
Tomas.
Tomas, yes.
Yeah, and I want you to do some math for me, if you can, back there.
He's a mathematician,
You got a pencil?
He's got it.
All right. Take the pencil and then divide, I think, 12 inches, which is a foot, into 68,089. And I want to find out how many. I want to find out how many inches we have.
How many inches?
Yeah, how many inches that we have above the surface of the earth.
What you got there, Tommy? You got anything for us?
We have 68,089 feet, but what we're looking for is inches. What would that be in inches?
We're coming up with the answer. You're coming up with the answer.
I feel like a Gene Rayburn.
That's good. Gene, hold on. So I got, what do I got? 817,078.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I have.
Is that what you got? Yeah, we're pretty good. Fred, is that what you have?
Fred? Yeah, I just figured it out.
You just figured out lightning. You just did it in your head.
Oh, boy.
Well, Tomas and I have oodles of paper out here.
Yeah.
That's good.
We should get the computer out, the laptop.
Tomas is very good.
He's very good.
He does software.
Yep, and he has gaffer's tape holding the hood. Holding the hood of his car on.
Oh, you won't leave him alone, will
That's
you?
The guy I want writing my software.
That's a hood lock. That is a hood lock.
That's the guy I want writing my software. A guy who takes gaffer's tape to hold the hood of his Mercedes on.
Now, we wouldn't.
Oh, man.
We wouldn't encourage you to do this at home, but he's also been known to use gaffer's tape as a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
it's a special backup belt.
Oh, well, you need somebody to drive around with to cut you loose when you want to go into the store or something.
Tomas got canceled off a couple of production companies when he used to have to use gaffer's tape to put the marks down. He used to tape the actors to the floor.
Right over the tops of their shoes.
They couldn't move, but they were on their mark. Oh, we got lots to talk about, don't we, today?
Hey, listen, you know, I've got some facts you may not want to know.
You always do. You dig them out for us.
Yeah, I've got some facts you may not want to know. I'm going to read them to you. I don't care what you think about
what
it.
What you got? Is.
Peanut oil
is
used for cooking in submarines because it doesn't smoke unless it's heated above 450 degrees Fahrenheit.
I didn't know that, so it will not smoke.
Well, this is the reason I'm reading this stuff, dude.
So after, but once you go over 450 degrees, if you got...
Then it's lights out. Oh, by the way, on every submarine, there's a kind of like a limiter, like they put on NASCARs, you know, to limit them from going to over certain RPMs.
Right, right.
Well, they do that. They do that
it's for called, peanut oil.
Yeah, it's the peanut governor, and the peanut.
Don't we have him in California?
The peanut oil.
Oh, no, he was in Georgia.
He was in Georgia.
Yeah, many years
ago. Peanut oil governor on submarines prevents peanut oil from boiling over 450 degrees Fahrenheit.
Otherwise, people are gone.
Otherwise, people are flying out of there like you can't believe. So that's that one. Now, a banana. Here's one for you.
Here's another good. These
Pay
are great
attention,
facts.
Tom.
These are water cooler topics
this
for you.
This is very important stuff.
From Fred Dreyer.
You know, in lieu of the country going under.
This is what our show's become. We've already told you the disasters, and we're all hopeless.
Yeah, we're completely finished.
So we're not telling you how to boil.
This is the type of crap that we're reading when we're in the boats going out to the oil tanker to be taken away
to Cuba.
Yeah, that's another 10 years. You know, we're going to be on a little boat heading out to the oil tanker,
and you'll have these.
And
facts
the oil tanker will just take us out, and that'll be it.
All right. So what's the next fact?
The banana cannot reproduce itself. It can be propagated only by the hand of man.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct.
So the man must do something
with
his banana?
In order to get more bananas.
So the man does something with his banana.
Man has to come in with his hands and propagate.
His banana.
That's what it says. That's the word. That's what it says.
So how do they do it? Do they like have to actually dust the pollen or something there?
Well, they have to make an all-out effort to get more bananas. So you have to go out of your way. If people just said, you know, something, I'm not going to care about
my tree's going to make some more
bananas. We don't care. That's not going to happen. A man has to cultivate. That's the banana, okay?
Let me
tell you something about this banana. The tooth,
yes.
The human tooth,
right.
Is the only part of the human body that cannot heal itself.
Well, that's why you have to go and get them drilled.
That's why you need, quacks.
Bicuspids and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Do you go and trust your dentist when they say that, you know, this has got to be done? Sometimes don't you think they're, like, trying to charge you extra just so they can,
yes,
you know, every once in a while put a new filling in there?
It's a huge ripoff. All these dentist guys, they're all coke addicts anyway. They all, you know, in the 70s, if the key word was, hey, I want you to meet a friend of mine. He's a dentist. Really? Can he get... Yes, he can.
He can. Really? That was it?
That was it. That's the only value of being a dentist in the 70s is what you could get, pharmaceutical cocaine. You know, really? in the little jars, a little
Dr.
brown
jar. Dr. Beecham used to call that twilight sleep.
That's what it was.
Twilight sleep?
That's it. Twilight sleep.
And Dr. Beecham pursues twilight sleep. Remember that commercial? Charles Stahl. I'm Charles Stahl. For
I
Dr.
love Charles
Beecham.
Stahl.
For Dr. Beecham with twilight sleep.
Well, anyway, the tooth
Someone
is the only
is
part
some
of the
twilight.
Human body.
Look, he just took some twilight sleep in there.
Yeah, he's been asleep since Moby Dick was a minnow. Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair. Did you know that?
Intelligent people, more zinc and copper?
Copper in your hair.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct. And Warner Communications, before we drift off here to the next segment, Warner Communications paid $28 million for the copyright of the song Happy Birthday.
Go right ahead. Give us another. Nail one down.
Your tongue.
My personal tongue?
Well, yours and everybody else's.
Okay.
Your tongue is the only muscle in your body that is attached at only one end.
Really?
Your tongue. Well, one you know, end. If you should ever have a tongue injury, you can use the hamstring as a tongue.
You can? Yes. I did not know that.
Yeah, you, of course
so,
you can.
So the tongue is only attached in one area in the back area, that little flappy thing in there that holds it in.
It's
so you should be protective of that.
That's the uvula.
Is that what that
That's
is?
The thing that hangs down at the roof of your mouth in the back.
Ultraviolet uvula.
Yeah, that was a primitive stop sign for things that were not supposed to be in your mouth.
Yeah, and so this is when you were with this for so many years. You were an outstanding athlete with
uh-huh.
the Rams, and at the beginning with the New York Giants. Did you when you? Well, you were.
How far back do you want to go?
I just go back, man. Before that, doing baseball and blowing
How about
your
high
eye
school? Do you know anything
school?
About my high school?
High school, you're playing baseball.
I could wing it in high
you
school.
You really had a fastball, from what I hear.
Yeah, for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was a
That's really how fun. I wound up in football. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You could bring it. You blew your arm out
playing
baseball.
Blew it out, and they said, what are you going to do now? I said, I don't know.
But you could still probably pitch better than some of the starters on the Dodgers.
With my feet.
With your feet.
I could pitch. Upside down with my feet.
So when you were on the baseball, football uh-huh. especially, I'm sure, did they like give you like massages after the game to like straighten muscles out and stuff like that? Was that part of the training purposes or part of the game activity beforehand in the training room? Did you guys have to go get to like work out the knots and stuff? I mentioned that because I had like a massage this weekend. I was thinking, wow, they kind of nailed a couple of knots and things out of there. Was that part of the training?
Was it a female or did you have
I always do females, but they got to be able to give me pain. They got to be able to bring it.
Well, I'll introduce you to my ex-girlfriend. She'll give you
Talk about
all
pain.
The pain you want.
Let me tell you
what
something
kind of
about
pain
that
do
pain.
You want?
You know, my neck sometimes, my back gets tight, and you know, when you play with the computer, you get like sore muscles in your arms. And so she was able to actually get this area of your neck up here and just turn my head one way and just rub the hell out of this. And it's actually sore now today, but it has loosened up my entire back because that was like the tight part in this front part of your neck.
Mm.
I'll do it to you later, Tomas. Let me just, you got to just really push. But did they do that? I'm just asking you. You're a professional.
Well, if you had a problem, they'd work it out.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But they're not going to, you know, you're not going to make an appointment to have a massage.
You know. I know that. This was in the training room, right? If you hadn't,
right. Yeah, you get hurt, and then they would go accordingly. Now, kites.
Back to the list. I'm sorry.
Let's get to the important stuff. Kites were used in the American Civil War to deliver letters and newspapers.
They were?
Yes, and it's my belief they're going back to that now.
It's my belief, too.
It is.
They're
going to
put them high. And did you ever have like kite fights? Where you like pull on the thing.
Well,
and you
I love kites. My father would love kites, and he helped make us a kite winder, and he made a great kite winder. And my brother and I had great kite winders with great kites, and we took it down to the. He said, "Whatever you do, don't fly those kites around the neighborhood because they get caught in the trees and
in
the power lines." So we'd go down to the baseball field.
And fly them there.
We just let all. We had like 200 yards worth of.
That's what we do. You run, and then you let the string as you go, right?
Yeah. You just let that across the open field. You know, the wind would pick up a little bit, and you just get running. No time, it would be up there, and we let all of it out.
Yeah, you let it
200
go.
200 yards of monofilament line. Oh, my dad put in there,
and you just let that thing roll.
This thing was up there, and it was unbelievable how much it was like a 50-pound pole.
Yeah, when you pull on it, because you got to go like this to pull it up.
Yeah,
my dad was like that too. He used to tell us to go fly a kite.
Yeah, it took. We didn't realize, we were kids, but I didn't realize that. It took like about an hour and a half to wind it in.
Now, we made, to get them up without much wind, the neighbor guy across the street, Danny, he used to show us how to make a famous box kite with wings.
Oh, yeah.
There was a wing, and that thing would go up with literally no wind at all. And then we put a paper clip on there and put like a letter or something, and you pull it like this if you weren't having a kite war, and the thing would drop. And that's probably how they delivered mail.
You know what this music tells me? We've wasted a half hour.
No, you've got good information on today on the show. You really do.
We've had fun here, and it's Father's Day. I'm in a great mood, and I don't want to bombard the listener with a bunch of this normal, everyday public Republican crap that's going on because it's so maddening and depressing. But when we come back,
keep the Father's Day
spirit. Segment 4 is coming up. And
we're going to get into
a little bit of it, but then we'll segue back to facts you may or may not know.
Good, so, and we'll have the baseball DL report.
Then we have the DL, and we have, the buffet list of who's in the buffet line for the Dodgers.
It's PM Show Weekend Edition on CRN with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, incoming at CRNI.net.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple.
available. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TRUNK for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TRUNK for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRUNK.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211, and we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial pound 250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk.
Perfect.
That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
It's it, and it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at freddryer@crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foote?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Ah, yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at split end. Is that true?
Split end. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position with the New York Giants. I think if it was, Bobby Crispino was number 89, and he left the Giants. He was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just it's fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was on sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
It's okay when you were a holdout. Now, Cody,
yeah,
who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was and still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
My dad and I would watch it together every week. And one year for my birthday, he gave me your football card, and I was over the moon. Anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years, and it's all a part of my childhood as well. I remember going to the Ram games and seeing John Arnett walk out of the tunnel at the Coliseum, yeah, and then seeing all the guys, Deacon Jones and Merlin Olsen. When I was in high school, they were with the Rams, and it's great to be able to again reach out and touch the parts of your history and your memories. It's really great that you would call, that you would let me know. Thank you.
Didn't you scare some people and the fans when you first played at the Coliseum? You walked down the line to where people were. Can you imagine being a fan and seeing
No, I'm going to tell you the story. We have time, don't we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. 1972, I've just been traded to the Rams. We're playing one of our first preseason games at the Coliseum, which would be one of my first games in a Ram uniform. And the one thing I wanted to do, I said, gee, I'm playing in the Coliseum. This is the first time I've been there. Giants, the team I was with before, had not played in the Coliseum. So this is the first time I had actually played on the floor of the Coliseum. I had been there many times and watched SC games and certainly Ram games as a kid. So I was anxious to see the field as I came down the tunnel. I made a left-hand turn. And there was the west end zone. So I went down, I walked down to the seats that were at the corner of the end line of the end zone and the north sideline of the field. And it was right there at that corner that I was a 12-year-old kid that I used to sit in those two seats right behind the screen.
Right.
Where... In 1958, when the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles, and so I went to a Dodger game in 1958 when I was 12 years of age. So I wanted to go down and take a look and see
where you were sitting,
where I was sitting.
Side, yeah.
And so I kind of trotted down the field, and I started as I got closer to the seats. I kind of like looked around to see and. And so there's a bunch of people there watching what was going on, eating popcorn and drinking beer and stuff. Yeah. And they see me coming towards them. And they started yelling at me and waving. So I went right over to them. And everybody kind of huddled around, you know, for autographs and stuff. And I just said, I just want you to know these two couple, there was four seats. It was two men, two women. And I said, I just want you guys to know that I sat in these two seats while Wally Moon hit home runs wow. over the screen, and my first game was against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Bob Skinner was the left fielder, and we used to yell at him through the screen, sitting in those seats you're sitting in. Right.
What'd you
now.
Tell Skinner?
I said, "Hey Skinner, we called him Leadfoot because he couldn't run." Hey, Leadfoot, throw us the ball. He goes, get the ball yourself. You know. So,
did he ever give you a ball?
No, he pushed it through.
Wow.
When they stopped taking batting practice, Skinner pushed the ball, popped it through the screen.
Leadfoot Bob Skinner getting heckled by a young Fred Dreyer, but still gives him a ball. Great story, Fred. All right, out of Leadfoot's left field, here's another fan question. Do you have any advice on healthy eating?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, brother. I'll just sit back here and phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead, Fred.
No, look. I mean, you got to eat great food. You got to simplify your diet.
Well, we know that.
For me, I have fish. I have salmon. I have broccoli. I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes, and then I have a ton of water, and then...
Well, I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have... maybe one helping, maybe two helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon. And, you know, you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something, especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
team. Chocolate
chips. Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie. He ain't going to put that tackle on you, let me tell you right now. That's the weakness of the man. Pamela says, Hunter catching up on his sleep. All you female fans would love to wake up with that face looking at them. Apparently, your show is running in the evening hours. People can go to bed with Hunter.
Uh-oh. You got to be careful.
Yeah, we do got to be careful. All right, let's get back to football talk. Your day compared to today. What's being taught today that was missing from your day? Or maybe I know you better. What's missing from today's game that was taught in your day's game?
When I played, and I hate saying that, so forgive me, but the era that I played in,
yes,
there was tremendous defensive coordinators, coaches. Their big thing was, we want to make sure you understand what we're trying to do, and we're going to put you in the best position to be successful. That certainly, that spirit lives today, but they don't follow it up because of a couple of things. As they have made rules and regulations to encourage passing, They allow holding now. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're just tackling people at the line of scrimmage. But they allow holding in order for quarterbacks to throw for 600 yards. The commercialization of the sport wants it, exploits it, and wants it to be an explosive offensive game. So what they do is the defensive coordinators are defensive backfield coaches. You know, they're the ones that put in coverages. Well, the defensive line coach puts in the fronts.
Right.
Places the defensive lineman. He says we're going to use four down linemen, not three. You know, today what they've got is they've got a hodgepodge of different types of preset looks. Quarterback comes out of the huddle, looks over and sees two down linemen here and a bunch of guys standing up over there, and they don't know really what's happening. They don't know if they're going to get blitzed or not. So the whole thing is trickery is the order of the day by these defensive coordinators today. And what they do is they don't spend time with the big people at the line of scrimmage, and they don't use a set front and then build the offense, build the coverage around it. So you've got defensive backfield coaches who have been given the job to put in the defenses. Well, that's the defense at the line of scrimmage, and that's the defense in terms of coverage. So you've got teams who are primarily concerned with really only putting in coverages for the passing game, and they kind of like fudge around and hodgepodge around at the line of scrimmage, and what you have is you have big people at the line of scrimmage not understanding and don't understand the rules of how to play the line of scrimmage. It's an art form, how to play the line of scrimmage and what to do, what are the rules. For every offensive set that comes out, there is a set rule that linemen, defensive linemen, defensive ends, outside linebackers, middle linebackers, and defensive tackles. Everybody, every group has a designated understanding as to what to do with that set and that formation. And those things now have been homogenized over the decades. They don't teach tackling. They don't have the kids in school long enough to teach tackling. There's no emphasis on tackling. So, therefore, you're bad tackling. You're bad tackling in high school.
There's more injuries,
you're
too.
You're bad tackling in college. You're bad tackling in professional. And they don't spend any time with it, because in professional football, the Players Association, the kids, the actual players, the collective bargaining agreement, they sit down and say, we don't want to practice. And owners say, this is where we are today with football. Football, pro football, anyway. They say, well, okay, what is it that you want? Well, we don't want to practice. We don't want to have two-a-days in training camp. We want to wear shorts and helmets instead of pads. We don't want to tackle. It's too hot today. We don't want to practice. We want a lunch break every 2-3 hours. We want to have time for our cell phones. So they negotiate all of this, and the owners say, okay, we'll do anything you want. We'll give you anything you want. Just don't strike. You see, the biggest thing the owners don't want, the biggest thing the owners don't want is a work stoppage.
Yeah.
They don't want that. And they're giving the house away. And that's why you're seeing the behavior you're seeing today. You've got the players decide, we're gonna shut your business down because we're going to act out. And they say, okay, hold on, before you kneel, let me get down there and I'll kneel with you. And so you've got such disrespect between players and owners. It's just pathetic.
Straight ahead, more with Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
All right, we got the word from Fred Dreyer. His eating tips are the very best. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Mike Gary in for Fred here in this segment. Fred will be back with you next week. He's away at a little family get-together, and he'll have a lot to tell us about next week.
Yeah, I mean, Fred, he really, if you look at his physique, he looks like he's 25. And
he
all
does.
That hydration, all that broiled salmon over at Columbo's, all that steamed spinach, it really has worked out for him.
Now, they were dining. I don't know if they still are outside of Columbo's. I heard they were, and then they still maybe are, but maybe it's too cold or something. So they're definitely doing their takeout. But we were there about a week ago, Fred Dreyer and myself and Grant, our new buddy Grant, went over there. And so it was good. Good salmon. Fred had it, and he, like he always does when he goes to dinner and he knows someone else is buying, he orders a second order of salmon so he can take it home and have it for lunch the next day.
But one thing I do love about Fred, he eats healthy. He's a role model for health.
Everybody else is a dime.
But when he cuts loose, his cheat day is a cheat day indeed.
He goes for those burgers.
Burgers. Two double cheeses with bacon. Give me two.
Two. And now I've noticed, I think at the Carl's Jr. they have, and the Hardee's, I guess, on the East Coast, they have not only a double burger, but they got a triple burger that I think we'll have to get to.
Well, I think the 4x4 from In-N-Out is on his menu next. Four patties, four cheese. And should be noted, too, for any of the our fans out there that want to see Fred in action and Hunter, all episodes are available on Peacock. Peacock is NBC's streaming network. It's available for free. All you have to do is just sign up for free, and you can watch all, I believe, 8 seasons of Hunter.
You're the one that turned me on to it, and I watched I started into the first season, and I started right from that 2-hour premiere, the pilot episode. It's got everything in it. It is just a great great show, and I'm into Hunter now big time.
And featuring the one and only Brian Dennehy in the first pilot.
The first pilot, that's true, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so now, health-wise here, because Fred was talking about food, when you're not feeling well, what's your go-to food when you're kind of coming back?
Big burrito?
Well, that's good.
You know, I'm not so much a chicken soup guy or anything like that.
I'm a grilled cheese kind of guy.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
But I do it, I cheat my way through it. I actually take the slices of bread, put them in the toaster, put a slab of cheese in it, and then throw it in the microwave.
The bachelor's grilled cheese.
Kind of a cheese melt. Maybe throw a little mustard on it. That's good. All right. That's our show. We're back next week. Don't forget, follow Fred at Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. See you next week. Thanks, Mike.